Composure is a skill that allows us to live the life we've imagined. Changing our internal state from upset to calm unlocks the door to our highest self and rolls out the welcome mat for problem solving, responsibility, respect, cooperation, and self-regulation. In this session, we will learn to actively calm ourselves, take back our power, notice and download calm to children, and effectively teach 4 de-stressing strategies that are essential for children of all ages. Safe homes and schools depend on this composure skill. Without it, violence will increase and learning and development will suffer. Even the most difficult, challenging child can learn to self-regulate. So let's take a deep breath, bring our mind to the present moment, and get started. Welcome to the first skill of composure. Now, as you can see, I'm color-coded. So I'm red to match the survival state. We're going to start with safety. These are our building blocks. So we start with safety if we're going to build safe schools, safe homes, safe communities. We start with safety. Then we're going to build our building block with connection and then problem solving. So we're going to work up like this. And it's important that we start with safety because you can imagine if I kicked this block out from under this and took safety out, everything else would collapse. So you have to answer these questions in order. Am I safe? Yes. Well, then I can ask, am I loved? Yes. Well, then, what can I learn? So we're going to build it from the bottom up. Now, there's 2 skills that are critical for safety. One of those is composure. So I'm going to put these back. And you can see over here, here's the 2 skills. So we're going to start with composure in our first set of building blocks. Okay, so the icon for this skill is, if you look up here, is a star. And that reminds us to smile, take a deep breath, and relax. But it's not just smiling, it's about belly breathing. Stress manifests itself in shallow breathing. So every time you're shallow breathing, you are stressed. Most of us shallow breathe all the time. That's not the good news. If you watch a little baby breathe, you know their stomach just goes. You watch us breathe, look at me. Nothing's moving. So we have to be very careful about our own shallow breathing, breathing just from the chest. And also for the kids who come in, a lot of us notice this and we don't unconsciously. The kids will walk in, if you're a teacher, and they walk into the classroom and you just go, uh-oh, and you don't even know what you're uh-oh-ing about. But you're uh-oh because Jason's walking in the room and he's not really breathing deeply. And you're like, uh-oh, something's going to happen. And you're exactly right because our unconscious brain senses this. So what happens is when we've got, when we go into fight or flight, we've got to shallow breathe because we want to hear every little rustle in the bushes. You've done this, haven't you? You woke up at night and you thought you heard something. Well, you hold your breath so you can go, oh. Because the breathing takes away the sound. So as we shallow breathe, we don't hear ourselves breathe. That way, what it does is turns on and keeps on your fight or flight system in the brain. Okay, so what we're going to do is talk about this skill of composure. I said shut up. Now, what is your mother's name? What is it? What is your mother's name?
I don't know. Gosh.
Okay, now, how many of you held your breath? Whoa. So you held your breath. Do it again. How many held your breath? All right. Now, I was just kind of making a point. You held your breath because when you get afraid, you will hold your breath. When you hold your breath, where are you going? Shoo, down to the survival, fight or flight response is what you're getting. Mindy chose to flight, thank goodness for me, because if she'd have came out and lunged at me, I could have been in trouble, but she was like, oh gosh, like this. But it shuts off the thinking brain, because I didn't ask her a difficult question, did I? No. Mindy, what is your mother's name?
Susie.
Susie. So you do know your mother's name. Which is important to know. But at that moment when I asked you, could you think of your mother's name?
I could not think of anything except for how scared I was feeling.
Exactly.
I don't even know I was thinking that. I was just feeling scared.
I rest my case. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to put our hands on our bellies, and we're going to learn to breathe again. So as you inhale through your nose, your belly's going to go out. When you exhale, your belly goes in. So let me show you what it does not look like. That's trying to do it for them, your shoulders. Hands on your belly. Breathe in. Belly goes out. Breathe out. Belly goes in. And what we want to do is we want to exhale longer than we inhale. So watch my hands. As my hands go up, we're going to inhale. As my hands go down, you're going to exhale. From the belly. First of all, we're going to smile. Smile. Take a deep breath. Inhale. Bellies go out. Exhale slowly, slowly. Relax your shoulders. Relax your face. That is taking a star breath. It's not this. That's a bull getting ready to fight. And this type of breathing turns off your stress response. And you need to take three of them for that actually to happen. So let's one more time. Put your hands here. A couple of you are still working with your shoulders and your chest. Inhale, have your belly go out. Exhale, belly goes in. Relax your shoulders. Relax your shoulders. Relax your face. Bring your mind to where your body is. Allow yourself to be in this moment right now. And see, in this moment right now is where your safety lies. Only in this now moment. There's nobody after you. There's no wolf in here. There's nobody with a knife. Right now you are safe. But if you go off in the future, go, what if, what if, what if, what if, you can scare yourself. You go back in the past and feel guilty and stuff about you should have done, needed to do, you can scare yourself. But right now is where your safety lies. And children stay in the present moment. And we hang out in the past or leap to the future. So in essence, every time we leave the moment, we're abandoning our children. So how do you come back to the moment? You take a star breath. Sometimes we just use our trusty little star wand. Okay, ready? Smile. Take a deep breath. And relax. Bring yourself back to this present moment by focusing on your breath. So what we're going to do, we're going to start this time with a song, and you're just going to sit through this one. But we're going to start with this song that's called Breathe. And it's going to start with a heartbeat, and then it's going to breathe, and we're going to inhale and exhale with the song. Here we go. There goes the heartbeat, it's coming.
Breathe.
Inhale. And we can sing along.
Breathe, breathe, breathe deeply. Breathe and then relax. If you choose to be a star, solutions you find. Breathe, breathe, breathe deeply. Breathe and then relax. You can handle all your feelings. You can be a star.
We did that for Mindy. Hopefully you're feeling a little better. And the rest of you who held your breath. You needed to go from your lower centers to your higher centers so you could say, what can I learn in this session? So, had talked about when the rope exercise in a previous session that there were seven skills, and there was a power, a skill, and a structure. So the skill here is breathing. reducing stress, disengaging the stress response, turning off the fight and flight response. Our power for this one is no one can make me angry without my permission. It's the power of perception. You can imagine that that power is important. So if you perceive a child as being mean, nasty, disrespectful, it's going to be hard to maintain your composure. But if you see that call for help, then it's easier and go, oh man, let me take that breath so I can help this child, so I can access my higher centers of my brain, so I can respond as wisely as possible. So no one can make me angry without my permission. Now, this is good on paper. I don't know. I mean, y'all were just like, oh yeah, uh-huh, okay, that's really good on paper, but imagine all the exceptions you have, because I have a list of exceptions like, okay, no one can make me angry without my permission, except, and this is my exception file. So we've got to work on that so that we expand that out. So it goes power, skill, structure. The power, no one can make me angry without my permission. The skill, be a star. And the structure is going to be the safe place, a place to go and practice regaining, maintaining your composure. And we'll get to that at the end. All right. So the first thing we got to do, we're going to go through these skills. We've got to take back our power. Because whomever you believe to be in charge of your feelings, you have placed in charge of you. So if you think traffic is driving you crazy, you've put traffic in charge of you. If you think this child is pushing you over the edge, and as we say in the South, working your last nerve, if we say that, then we put the child in charge of us. Now, you might say, oh, I don't do that. Well, it comes from how we talk. Look what you made me do. Look how you made her feel. Look how you made her feel. Now tell her you're sorry. So we want to take back our power. Don't make me have to send you to the office. Don't make me have to send you out of this classroom. You are driving me nuts. And look, you're killing your grandmother. So all those behaviors, all that language says down deep inside you, you believe that that person or event or situation has complete control over you, and that makes you the victim of the life you live. How many people have been there? Okay. Now, I want to show you two side effects of this, two major side effects of giving your power away. First, if I give my power away to say, Jenny, then I put Jenny in charge of me, right? Here's what we do often. We go, look how you made her feel. Jenny, look how you made her feel. Mindy, look how you've made Melissa feel. See, now when we do this, we put Jenny in charge of Mindy, Mindy in charge of Melissa, and they can be rampantly irresponsible for themselves. Does that make sense? Have you seen that in our society? Does it seem like people seem to believe they had no part in anything and they were not responsible for anything that happens in their life? Have you seen that? Again, when we see it out there, that means it's happening inside us. So if we look out there and go, you know, I don't like that about our society, then we bring it home and I change it in me. And if you change it in you, and you change it in you, and you change it in you, next thing you know, guess what? When we look out there, we don't see it anymore. Because we've become the change. So we do this often with kids. Look how you've made her feel. How can you make her feel better? So be conscious of this make me language. The second thing, if I put Jenny in charge of me and my inner state, how do I get from angry to calm? Jenny has to change. So I have to make Jenny change. Because and I must attempt at all costs to control her. So if I feel a victim of life because I'm randomly giving out all my power, I have to control everything in life. And I know there's only a few control freaks in here. And probably not. It's just somewhere in your family, a relative or something. It's never us. Can you see the only way for me to self-regulate? Are y'all following this? The way for me to self-regulate is to control you. And this is what we've been doing. This is what we've been taught to do. And we can do it differently. So one of the things, I want you to be very conscious of your make me language. And we're going to change it to, I'm going to. Say that with me.
I'm going to.
One more time.
I'm going to.
Say it again.
I'm going to.
Okay, so listen to this. Instead of saying, don't make me have to pull this car over, young lady, because I will. You know you've said that. Look at that. She's like, oh, geez. So instead of saying it that way, which puts the child in charge of you, right? You're a victim to them, and then you're going to attempt to control them. You're going to say, I'm going to pull the car over until the seat belts are fastened and everyone is safe. I'm going to say it again.
I'm going to.
Instead of saying this, you are driving me nuts. We're going to say, I'm going to take a few deep breaths, calm myself down, then I will talk to you. I'm going to say it one more time.
I'm going to.
And the next one. Look how you made her feel. We're going to do it differently on that one. We're going to go see her face. Her face is saying, I don't like it when you step on me, walk around. So every time you hear yourself going, look how you made her do something, you're going to hear that, become conscious of it. Remember, you're in the weeds now. You hear it come out. You recognize the signs. It's already come out of your mouth, and you go, oops. See her face? Her face is saying. See his face is saying. Say that with me. See her face? Her face is saying. See his face is saying. Again, we're not asking, nor does anyone expect anyone to be perfect. Do y'all see why this is called conscious discipline? I want to hear this and go, oh, that's not my true intent. That's not what I really want to do. I don't want to have another generation do this. And you go, oh, let me come back. And at first you get back over here and you go, now what were those other words? But it'll come. It'll come with practice. Okay. So here's what we're going to practice. Listen to this. How can we make Katie feel better? Do you hear it? You hear that? We're going to say, how can we help Katie feel better? Do y'all see the difference? Mm-hmm. Can you feel it?
Yep.
Okay, listen to this one. I'm going to do a shift here, a contrast. See if you can feel it. What could you do to make it better? Feel that one? What could you do to be helpful in this situation? See the difference? And again, look what you've done. Are you happy now? I know that you know that one. That one's a good one. And that would be, oops, you made a mistake. What could you do now that would be helpful? So if no one outside of us, no situation or person is making us angry, something is, because I don't know about you, but I feel it a lot. Do you? Something is. So what is that? So I'm going to put my trusty apron on. Well, I've got two helpers. Isn't this great? This is like a, I feel like a princess.
You put your arms back.
Okay, so stay with me.
Yeah.
See these two? Aggravatingest people you've ever seen. And so what happens is children, they don't make you angry. Situations don't make you angry. What they do is trigger. They push your buttons. They trigger the anger within. That anger's been with you for a while, and they're just walking around, and someone's going, oh, ha, 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 ha. And of course, once children find those buttons, you know, they can go, yang, 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 yang. Because a lot of people say, you know, I can deal with other people's children in the classroom, but until I had my own, whoa. And now why is that so difficult? Because that, they know where it is. Okay, so what's going to happen now? If I'm have my buttons on the outside like this, and you push my button, and I believe that you make me angry, I'm going to have to do something, right? I'm not going to walk around like this. Oh, how you doing, Jenny? How you doing, Mindy? I'm going to walk around, stand back like this. I'm going to walk around more like this, right? A little defended, a little guarded. So when I meet you, I look much better, because if you push this button, I'm not going to be that person anymore. So we guard ourselves from other people. Would that make sense to you? Just a teeny bit. Because if they really got to know you, and hit one of these buttons, they'd realize you're not the person you seem. Now, when you get into a relationship with someone, you might start off a little like this, but at some point, here's where you are. And then you go, why is it hard with my significant other? It's a lot easier with my friends. Do y'all see this? A lot easier with my friends. So what we want to do is, one, change this whole system. And this is what consciousness is about. We want to take this vest off and wear it like this. So if you become conscious of your make me language, you stop giving your power away. You don't put these buttons on the outside. Now, they may hit them. They may hit them, but they're on the inside. And all you have to do is go. Then it's okay to meet people you know. It's okay for them to see you. Because I'm not going to blame you for this button. You hit it. Oops. I got it. Your Q-tip. Your oops. Oh, how you doing? And she touches me. Oh, look. Not a problem. I got it. Does this make sense? Everything we do in conscious discipline is to turn that vest around. And if we go in guarded, we don't connect authentically, and connections on the
outside
build
connections on the inside.
And if we go back to our brain, they're the ones that link these up so that when you get into a state of upset, you have a path to come out. So people don't make you anger, but they do trigger your anger. What is that button? What's under that button? What is that anger? That anger is actually wounds from your own childhood where they have not been helped or regulated. So they step into a pit. Now, where does that button come from? Well, you can say, oh, my parents were horrible. No. Where did that button come from? My grandparents. That button has been handed down from eons of generations to generation to generation to generation on your CD-ROM. And what you want to ask is, do I want to hand that down to my children? Or maybe I want to squink it a little bit. That's the best we're going to do. We'd probably hand out a button, but it, you know, it doesn't have to be this big. Some of us a whole button. Just get near me, I'm defensive. So the point is to know your triggers. Now, mine personally is, and I've done real well with most of my triggers with children are whining. I still, it's like, I can manage it, but I have to kind of fake it still. They start whining, I'm like, I can feel the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. You know, it's like nobody can make me angry except in my category, whining. You know, and of course, every child I know finds that out pretty quickly and starts whining. So know your triggers. One of the things you need to know, too, is these: when someone pushes your button and you go to the lower centers of your brain, these triggers blind us for what's going on with children. It blindfolds us to the real need, because when we get in the lower centers, we can't see the call for help, remember? We can only see the call for help here. We get down here and go, oh, look what you made me do. This is what happens. Does everybody understand it's not you, a solo individual, that has to be some kind of freaky, inadequate person that blames others? No. Push the button. Go down. It will happen. Unless you choose to regulate yourself and get back up. Put that pause button in. Okay, so how do we do that? And this is called active calming. So this is your first skill. This is a powerful skill. So here we go. So here I am. I'm in life. Boom. Button gets pushed. It's inside my vest, but it's in there. But it's still pushed. I got to do something with that button. And let's say I'm way down here. So once you get down here, the first thing you're going to do is be a star. You're going to take that deep breath. So everyone with me, smile. Take a deep breath. And relax. Now you have to slow it down. That's why it's called a pause button. It can't be, okay, that's three. It has to be slow. That will bring you just up to here. Now, when you get up here, if you remember, Prince had on headphones, listening to a CD-ROM. So once you get up here, that CD-ROM starts playing. I don't have to put up with this. I don't get paid enough. I never should have moved to Florida. I don't even know why I had that third child. I knew better. Okay, so all that stuff goes on in your head, okay? So the chatter's gonna start. Does that chatter help you stay calmer or make you crazier? Crazier. So, and how do we stop all that judgment? We overlay it. We're going to go, I'm safe, keep breathing, I can handle this. So the chatter's going down here. We're gonna overlay it and go, I'm safe, keep breathing, I can handle it. Say that with me.
I'm safe, keep breathing, I can handle it.
That's gonna pull you up to here, but you're kinda leaning. It won't take a second before you slide back down. So when you get here, you're gonna nail this position. You're gonna be centered in this position. And the way to do that is wish well. If you do those three steps, I will guarantee you, you have come up here, you have changed your perspective, you have a choice to put on those new green glasses, see it in a different light, and respond to it with the wisdom you have yet to ever tap into. And it is fun. All right, so here's what happens. Button's push, put your hand out like you're pushing my button. Bam. First step, breathe. One more just for the heck of it. Pulls us up here. Chatter starts in our head. I don't get paid enough. She shouldn't know once you treat me like this. You might get away with it with your mother, but you don't get away with it. Nah. On top of that, you're gonna say, I'm safe. Keep breathing. I can handle it. It's going to pull me here. You don't have much time. And now you're going to take one more breath, shift to your heart, soften your face, and wish well. And what happens when you actually wish well is your pupils dilate. And when your pupils dilate, unconscious part of us picks it up and goes, oh, that person's not going to eat me or kill me. It's the animal part of us that goes, oh, they're not going to eat me or kill me, so I'm good to go. The person in front of you goes, oh, well, this isn't as bad as I thought. So say this with me. I'm safe. Keep breathing. I can handle this.
I'm safe. Keep breathing. I can handle this.
Now, once we learn to manage our upset, then we got to teach it to children, right? But that's your first go. If you can't do that, and if you don't do that, if you can't choose to do that, if you're not willing to do that, I know how many times I've been conscious. I've been upset. I say to myself, Becky, calm down. I'm like, oh, hell no. You know, I am not willing at that moment to do it. I know every skill. I wrote the skill. I made up the skill, and I still won't do it. And that's going to be the same with you, and it's going to be the same with children. Sometimes you need to just kind of, and then you go, okay, enough's enough. I'll do it now. All right, so how do we teach it to children? Well, we're going to use their mirror neurons. Now, these mirror neurons are phenomenal. Mirror neurons say, once I see an emotion on your face, I actually then can feel that same emotion within me. And you know this. Have you ever seen anybody, you're walking along and someone, especially, they go, have you ever had that? You're just walking along and you're kind of in your own world and someone's, and you look up at them and you're like. and they kind of downloaded that smile into, this is why we love little kids. Don't you love them at the airport? You know, everybody at the airport's so serious, but the little two-year-old's like, hi, hi, hi. And we're like, hi there. So they're downloading us all the time. And certainly this download happens when you're angry. If a child goes, we go, oh. And they go, and we go, oh. So this downloading, this catching of emotions happens. These mirror neurons, we're just, it's like these contagions are going around. But we're going to use it to our advantage because we're going to download calm into them. Ha. Huh? Okay. So look at this picture. In this picture, you're having a mom has a child, handing the child over at that morning, those of you who have children in childcare or ever have, that delivery moment. Okay, now if you look at the picture, you can see the look on the child's face. What would you say that child possibly is feeling? Sad or scared. And look, mom's all happy. Here you go. Have a fun day. But look at the child care worker in the receiving line. What is she? All of a sudden she's like, oh crap. You know, I didn't know they were going to cry. I mean, but that baby has downloaded the child care worker as opposed to the child care worker downloading into the baby. So what happens when we become eye to eye, our orbital frontal lobe, remember this is the frontal lobe, right above it is the orbital frontal lobe, becomes wirelessly connected and we take our state and dump it in others. But it has to be when we make eye contact. And also, children with autism have a disability within their mirror neuron system, so this won't be effective with them. You'll have to show them actual image. So if a child has autism, when they look at you, you're going to have a picture for them to see. This is what you do. You have to have a picture. But with other kids, they look at you, you just breathe, they breathe with you. Everyone just kind of look towards me. How many are taking a breath right now? Good old mirror neurons. Don't we just love them? Some children, when they're upset, and mostly when we're all upset and we get into this survival state, we don't like to look at people and we don't like to be touched. You know this. Come in after you've had a fight with your significant other. You walk in like this. And they're over here, you know, and they're kind of reach out for you. And you're like, oh, don't you even think about it. You know, so I won't look at you and you won't touch me. Done. Y'all know this, right? So the same thing with children. I wanted that. And they turn their head away and they turn back to you and they're or older kids, just shut up. And they'll disengage, right? So what we want to do is we want to notice them. Your arm went like this. Your face went like this. And once they look at you, guess what? We download, cut that energy in half. We're almost home. We're here. We got to get to there, both of us. We're so close. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to practice this. Now, first, I want you to feel the difference. So I'm going to say good morning. I don't know if you've ever said good morning to a child and they cover their face. Have you ever seen that? You go good morning and then they hide. Okay, so I'm going to say good morning to all of you and I want you to cover your eyes. Ready? Good morning. Your hands went like this. How many are peeking? Let's just say, where are my peekers? See, if I go, your hand went like this, you peek at me. Once you peek at me, we've made that wireless connection. Then I can go, and you're going to breathe because of those mirror neurons. Does this make sense? Yes. Okay. So if I go, you put your hands on your face. Let's just try how that one is. Okay. Good morning. You put your hands on your face. I mean, that's like, well, duh. Okay, you don't want to peek. So we're going to notice to get that to happen. So I want you to reach out like you're going to touch me. And I pull my arm away like this. And you would say, your arm went like this. And if you need to say something else, you might say, your hand is going like this. And you actually model it. You become a mirror. And then as soon as I look at you, all of you will take a star breath. Ready? Do it. All right, we're going to try this. And those watching, you're trying it with me. You're going to be walking towards me. You're pretending like you're walking towards me. And as soon as you get kind of close to me, I'm going to go, leave me alone. Okay? So I turn my back on you. Leave me alone. What are you going to say? And if I turn to look, what are you going to do? You're going to breathe. Breathe. Download me. Breathe. Cut this in half. It's essential that you cut it in half. Okay, so take back our power. We're going to download calm. We're going to practice our own active calming. Watch this. I'm going back to now downloading. Watch this. What we do to children, they will do to others. These are both my granddaughters. And watch the older one, who's named Maddie, help the younger one, who's Savannah. And Savannah's probably not but a month old or so in this one. Watch carefully. Watch her download her baby sister.
She heard my voice. She got it when they took a breath. She got quiet. And she started to smile, and she smiled.
Maddie's only maybe just turned 3, and the baby's a month old. And she's already teaching her baby sister how to do this. Now, I want you to think about what you do when a child is upset. So how do you help your children? How do you help young ones? See, sometimes this is what we have, kind of an upset checklist. What have you done to help calm down a baby? Now, sometimes we pick them up and we jiggle them. You're okay, you're okay, you're okay. Sometimes we say, now stop it, calm down, calm down, calm down. We do the distraction game. Looky here, looky here, looky here, looky here. We stick a pacifier in their mouth, or we give them something to eat. Here you go. Or we just say, all right, go cry it out. You'll be fine in a minute. I can't do this. Or we can pick that baby up. Download and then start patting. Then start patting. Now, what's the difference? One of them is me trying to make you calm down, right? The other one is me becoming the state I want you to be and downloading it to you. You focus on calming your body, they will come with you. You focus on making their body calm down, and you'll be a nut. So, how do we help other little ones? So that's how what we do with the babies. But once they get a little bit older, we can teach them how to breathe too. So one way to do it with our little toddlers is we want to smell the flower and blow the pinwheel. So we touch our nose, go smell the flower, blow the pinwheel. And that teaches children to start breathing. You think, well, why would a toddler need to learn how to breathe? Well, if they're in childcare, it's stressful. If they spend 6 hours away from their mom, it's stressful. It is stressful. They need to be breathing. We need to start teaching them how to breathe and turn off that stress response so it doesn't stay on day after day after day, or 10 or 20 or 30 years. Watch these kids learning how to breathe. Now, these are older, but watch how they take a slow breath, and they're learning how to do it when they are calm so they can access it when they're upset.
And relax. Last time. Smile. Take a deep breath. And relax.
How many of you were breathing with the video? Raise your hand if you were conscious of your breath. See, those mirror neurons, they're very powerful. We just need to use them. Instead of children downloading their upset into us, we're going to download their calm into them. So as soon as they look, you need to breathe. As soon as they look, take that breath. Now, we start with teaching children to be a star, but we also have other things we teach children. We have 4 basic strategies we teach children. One of them is the drain, where you hold your hands out like this and get them tight, squeeze your muscles, pull it up to your neck, pull it tight, 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 and drain it out. Do you hear that? Long. Let's try it one more time. Arms out tight, fist tight, face tight, squinch up your shoulders, tight, 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 and drain it out. Long. And slow. Then we have a balloon. You put your hands on your head, breathe in through your nose. Pop. And The little ones love that because you spit a little bit and it gets carried on. And then the last one we have for our de-stressors and conscious discipline is called the pretzel. So you can do this sitting down or standing up, but if you were, just cross your legs, put both arms out side by side, put your clap and miss, thumbs down, hook your fingers and pull your thumbs to your chin. Put your thumb on your chin and just relax. This integrates the hemispheres of our brain. If you can imagine, this is crossed, my hands are crossed, and now put the tongue on the roof of your mouth. And that hooks the emotional state with the executive state, and our whole brain can organize and calm down, and our system relaxes. So we'll look here, there's a drain, and here's a little teeny guy doing it, and there's a balloon. So there's no age limit to start, and there's no age limit to stop. Well, I can't do that, I'm 50 years old. Well, figure something out you can do because you're a raving lunatic. And then, of course, once they do this, they can make up their own breathing stumps. A lot of kids like the Spider-Man. Take your hand like this, Spider-Man breathing. So inhale, exhale, and shoot your web. So they're doing breathing arms. Arms go out. And exhale. So you just make it up, and you have fun with it. But children love it. Another way to learn this skill is through the Schubert books and the Sophie books. So they teach you how to breathe with a pinwheel. This one teaches you just how to do the basic breathing we did. And also, Schubert is a Star says, you know where you can go in our classroom to practice this? You know where you can go in your home to practice this? You can go to the safe place. And that's our structure. Now, how did I come about a safe place? Well, there's a developmental sequence, and it's important you understand this because the first safe place is on our chest. This is the first one. The second safe place is on our lap, or very close to us like this. The third safe place, I thought, well, why don't we just throw a beanbag out there and try that, is out there, and the fourth one becomes a place we can access very quickly inside us, and it's called inner peace. Now, why do I give you that order? Because let's say that you are a teacher, and let's say you're working with first graders, and let's say you're in a self-contained room with children with autism. And you think, well, I'm going to put in a safe place. Well, you don't start there. You know where you start? I'm going to put in a safe place, and it's going to be right here next to me to start with. Because I have to go slow and steady. So I'll be the safe place, and it might take you all year for that child to go to the safe place. So I don't care if you're 13 years old. The first one starts with you downloading safety, changing your language of fear to the language of safety. Then you move out into the world. I've seen this misused a lot. People go, oh, safe place, let's just throw it out there, throw it in the classroom, and they have supposed to run over there and know what to do. You have to teach this. You have to teach it, and no one will go to a safe place unless they have a safe adult. So you can't start like, oh, let me throw a beanbag down. I got to start with creating safety, school family, making some connections, get the joy juice flowing, start noticing instead of judging, get off that factory model to move to a family model. I got a lot to do before I can say, hey, come over to the safe place. But we've also got to do some teaching. When do you go? What do you do when you get there? How long do you stay? And who can help me? So there's a lot of teaching that goes into this safe place. Here's a little kid who said, we have a safe place. You go there when you are sad or angry. We calm down in the safe place. They're getting it. They're getting it. Have them write about it. Have them draw about it. Have them talk to you about it. They're getting it. This one goes, I go to the safe place when I feel sick, sad, grouchy, mad, angry, irritated, furious, and I go to the safe place where my face looks like this. Do you think they're starting to recognize the signs of when I need to go? So we've got to help children. We've got to help children recognize you're getting triggered now. No one's making you a nut. You're getting triggered now. Might be the lights, it might be this, it might be someone else, but you're getting triggered. The safe place is a place that will help you. So the first step is, I am triggered, go to the safe place. Go to the safe place. Now, when you get here, you're just not going to play with something and hang out until you calm down. You might as well have just gone and hung out in your room. You're going to go there and you're going to actively do something. It's a self-regulation learning center. So when you get there, your first step is just to show up there. Your second step is to calm yourself. So you pick one of these, and I love it when they have to actually pick it and pull off the Velcro choice. Pick one of these and do it. Which one of these would you like? So once they calm down slightly, then they're going to identify the feeling that's going on inside them, whether you just have a feeling chart or you have the actual buddies. So I'm going to go with anxious since I'm doing this thing, and it's all these cameras are falling on me around everywhere. So you feel a little anxious. So I'm calming, I breathe first, I pick anxious. And then I want to get to know anxious a little bit. Oh, I want to look at anxious face. His face is going like this. Your mouth is like this. And I'm going to help anxious calm down with active calming. You're safe. You can handle this. Breathe. You're safe. You can handle this. Breathe. Y'all, does that phrase sound familiar? The same one you've learned to use with your feelings. Then the child can choose something that will help him or her get up to the higher state. Maybe then a puzzle. Maybe then more breathing. Maybe then read a book. And then once they get up here, then they're ready to solve their problem. And you can see these steps right here. So it's not a place to go over there and just take a water bottle and go like this. It's not a place to go and hang out until it's all over. It's not a place to go play. So there's a lot to teaching this. Watch these little guys. These are guys who are only 3 years old. Now, if you're working with high school, middle school, or older kids, you know, I don't show too many videos with that age because that's simple. The miracle is a three-year-old can do it. That's the miracle. Other ones can read. They can write about it. They can learn about it. They can study about it. They can do all kinds of stuff. Watch these little guys tell you what they do to calm down when they get to the safe place.
The safe place.
You go in the safe place if you're manned or dying or if you're not having a good day.
What did you say about what you do in the safe place?
You can do the star and the drain and the beds and the balloon.
Oh, can you show me one?
And the bunny.
Oh, and the bunny?
Yes.
Oh, just like that. You look very relaxed.
Race car. I got a race car.
Jeff, do you remember how to do the bunny?
The drain.
The drain? Oh.
And the blessed.
Watch Jack's version.
Yes, I do. Okay, I'll show you.
There's Jack's version. You know, so you're just crossing over, but you saw Jack give it his best shot. I'll go like this. So the skills we're going to do. We're going to take back our power. We're going to turn that vest around. We're going to say, I'm going to. Say that with me.
I'm going to.
We're going to actively calm ourselves. We're going to breathe. When we get here, I'm safe. Keep breathing. I can handle it. We get here, we're going to wish well. So we ground ourselves, access a wise choice, wisdom that we're going to impart on the next generation. We're going to provide an opportunity for you to practice this, an opportunity for me to practice it as we ground it in a place in our classroom, or we're going to keep them on our chest or on our lap until it sinks in. So with this, it's time to make our commitment. So I'm going to get this trusted little commitment box. And I want you to think of that animal. It might change as the day goes by. It might change every time you watch this series. But I want you to think of one that represents you now. I want you to put it in your hand. Safety requires we take back our power and become responsible for our own upset. And here's what you're willing to do. I am willing to acknowledge that people or situations do not make me angry, but trigger it. And I'm willing to learn my signs, my triggers, and actively calm myself as best as possible before I respond to someone else. And if you're ready to make that commitment, toss it in. And again, I've caught it for you, and I've caught it to put in my heart, because you're not doing this alone. You and I are on the same journey, along with everybody else on the planet. We're all in this together. Each one of us that makes one step forward drags the rest of us. So every day you're successful, every moment you're successful, is a celebration. How many times you mess up doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. But that one moment, that one time you actually do it, you bring us all with you. Until next time, I wish you well.